Hello, this is Scott Corbin, pastor of Christ is King Baptist Church in Nedra, New York, and it is my pleasure to be your pastor for the day. I want to ask you a question. Did you know that you are dead? That's true, and I don't mean to be unkind, but we're all dead. We're either dead in our sin, or if we've put our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, we are dead to sin. Paul in Romans chapter 6, verses 1 and 2 says this, "What shall we say then? Are we to continue in sin so that grace may increase? May it never be. How shall we who died to sin still live in it?" And then down in verse 8, "Now if we have died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, is never to die again. Death no longer is master over him. For the death that he died to sin once for all, but the life that he lives to God." That was verses 8 through 10. So we are, if we've put our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, dead to sin. And so Paul says this thing in the very next verse, Romans 6:11. "Even so, consider yourselves to be dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus." And then in verses 12 and 13, "Therefore do not let sin reign in your mortal body so that you obey its lusts. And do not go on presenting the members of your body to sin as instruments of unrighteousness, but present yourselves to God as those alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness to God." So Paul tells us, he teaches us to consider ourselves, to reckon ourselves to be dead to sin. This is speaking to those who have put their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. If you've done that, if you are a Christian, then you are not only dead to sin, but you must be considering yourself so, reckoning that that is true, counting on that fact that you are dead to sin as a way of killing sin in your life. So let me ask you this question. Have you today considered yourself to be dead to sin? Jesus Christ saved us to deliver us from the wrath of God. Absolutely. We need no longer fear the fires of hell if we're in Christ. Absolutely. But more than all of that, he saved us to free us from sin itself. And yes, we still in these fleshly bodies sin. We still struggle with that. But part of the sanctification process, part of growing to be like Christ, is this daily wrestling match to kill sin in our lives. And part of that is this ongoing thought process, this meditation, this realization, I am dead to sin in Christ. We'll never be perfect in this life. We wait for Christ's return for that, but we must be considering ourselves dead to sin. Have you considered yourself dead to sin today? And will you do it tomorrow? What sin is in your life that you need to be killing, that you need to be repenting of? Confessing and forsaking and receiving God's grace to help, to get back up when you've faltered again and keep going, keep running the race. Today, my friend, count yourself dead to sin. And if you don't really know what I'm talking about, today is a day to think about the fact that you are dead in sin and you need to trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. You need to count on his death on the cross and his resurrection as sufficient to pay the penalty for your sin. Will you do that? Will you put your faith in him and thus be made dead to sin? But I want to encourage all of you, especially my Christian brothers and sisters, count yourself dead to sin. Grow in holiness toward God and bring him glory. Well, it has been my pleasure to share this with you today. Again, this is Scott Corbin, pastor of Christ is King Baptist Church in Nedra, New York, your pastor for the day.